to the Leicester Town Council Planning Committee on Monday the 4th of December. Apologies for absence today from Councillor Andrew Coleman. Does anybody have any more stuff? No. Okay. Doesn't look like we have any public speakers. So, Joe, you haven't got any hidden under the desk? No, it's okay. So we move to agenda item 2, the minutes of the last meeting held on the 20th of November. Does anybody have any comments on those minutes? Who would like to propose and second accept? Councillor David Paul. Councillor Graham Vissi, thank you very much. All those in favour of accepting those minutes, thank you very much. Okay. Does anybody have any declarations of pecuniary interests or dispensations? Councillor Tim Dunbar.
Just to say that as a district councillor and 23/2407/4, I imagine we'll all want to declare an interest, as we're district councillors, for the Pier Park floodlights for the skate park.
I would also like to declare that interest and say that I have had large amounts of correspondence asking when that particular application is going to happen. I wouldn't say that I'm in any way predisposed one way or the other in terms of it. It's merely asking, can you tell me what's going on?
Okay. So I, on a separate note, I have an update from Dave Cook.
Yeah.
But actually, you know that the town council is contributing to those floodlights. So actually, we ought to know that.
Yeah, we ought to. Yeah.
So we're putting.
Is that then a dispensation, perhaps?
Are we able to comment in that case?
Well, I think we can. I mean, I think we can say, you know, hopefully members will be supportive of it, because
absolutely,
we've already agreed that we're going to put some funding in towards it from our SIL pot.
And if you make a note of that,
but
as well,
yes,
of the fact that we have the money in.
Yes.
So our view is the view of somebody who's contributed to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed, everyone, then. any more declarations of interest at all? No. So we do have some urgent business. Amending plans for an application in Horsham.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
No.
That's fine. I haven't seen this until then. This is for Alan Rowland, the reinstatement of a perimeter path to improve access to visitors. The amended plans just include additional information for the rationale and support submitted to Heritage and Design Access. We had no objection, subject to comments from Conservation and East End Trees. Conservation had deemed it acceptable in principle, but had concerns regarding the location of the benches and the path material. Historically, we had some concerns to the design approach and the impact on the film or near a landscape. The landscape architect had no objection, trees had not yet commented, and the Wildlife Trust also had been consulted but not commented, and Gardens Trust and Garden Historical Society had also gone so. So you've not seen this? And Andrew, you've not seen, have you seen this? Absolutely fine if you have.
This is just additional supporting information that's gone into the District Council in respect of the Heritage and Design Access Statement. But the principle of the perimeter path had been supported by the Town Council when we looked at it before.
And has this additional information made able to address some of the concerns from the Conservation Officer and Historic?
Yeah, the Conservation Officer wanted more information about the location of the benches, and also the Conservation Officer got a bit confused about the use of the path. They thought it was going to be used for cyclists, but
okay,
the National Trust have it confirmed that that's not the case.
Right, okay.
So it's just a bit of clarification on some of the information.
in that sense, we're kind of in a position where we, I think it would be rather foolish if we changed our mind at this point. What did the two reports and members think?
Can I say that, I mean, it can only be positive what the news we have at the moment. We've already accepted it, yes. So I'm not proposing for approval again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in favour of that. I think National Trust have well experienced in environmental management.
Okay, so we do have a proposal and a second before I'm holding that approval effectively. All those in favour? Against? And what's the word?
Abstentions.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we move to tree and advertising consent applications. Brixington, we have planning application 23-2220 tree, 9 Sherwood Drive. A proposal for a T1 silver birch, reduce the height by approximately 3 metres to a maximum diameter cut of 75 millimetres. Likely prudent size to shape to an NDC of 25 millimetres. The existing dimensions are some measurements. 14 metres in height, north to south 6 metres, east to west 6 metres. Works will leave a balance canopy 11 metres in height, approximately 4.5 metres lateral spread. The tree officer's report has been circulated and recommends refusal because it's in a prominent location. It's reasonably well formed and free from defects with ample space for future growth. There's no justification for any of this crown management. Where are we here, Brixington? Councillor Terry Nicholas.
I'll go with the tree officer's report, which recommends refusal.
Okay, does anybody else have any comments at all? I'm happy to second that from the chair. So we have a proposer and a seconder for refusal as per the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you very much. We now move to the planning application 23-2260 GCA. Trefusis House. I know two people called Sam Williams, but none of them are next to that, so I'm assuming it's not the same one. We have the proposal is for to trim all round hardback to previous pruning points and shape of a pitosporum, to trim back hard to previous pruning points and shape of an escalonia hedge, to prune hard back to previous pruning points and shape of one elder, to prune back hard to previous pruning points and shape of a katsura tree, and to do the same with a bay tree, also to achieve adequate clearance of some telephone lights. Tree officer recommends approval. The works can go ahead, and they say it's not expedient to make a tree preservation order. Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I'm quite happy to go with the tree officer's report.
Councillor Mike Rosser?
Yep.
And Councillor ABC, same?
Yeah,
okay. We have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. Cool. Still in Lytham. Planning application 23-2189 Exmouth Court Long Causeway, to crown reduce by 2 metres an ash tree on the north eastern aspect, to reduce it by 2.5 metres, the western aspect by 2.5 metres, and the southern aspect. To crown lift it over a neighbouring property to 3 metres above ground level. The tree officer recommends approval again. Councillor Vaidisi.
Yes, I agree with the recommendation. He's put some caveats on the work that has to be done. So quite satisfied with that. So thank you. Yes, go with the inventory officer's report.
Thank you, Councillor Paul.
So do I.
And Councillor Rosser?
Yep,
thank you. We have a proposal and a seconder for no objection, approval. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Anything else? Senator Richard Lillam, planning application 232083, 75A Salterton Road. Proposal is for a crown lift of 4 metres above ground level, to reduce all extending and exposed limbs by 1 to 2 metres, removal snap branches and deadwood from a liquid ambar. Again, the tree officer has recommended approval. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yep, I'll go with the tree officer.
Councillor David Paul.
Yeah, okay, good one.
Councillor,
yeah, thank you, Chair. Go with the tree officer's report.
Thank you very much. We can have a chat about this at some point, this part of the meeting. I think we should. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? But we've got to go through the process, I guess. But maybe. Anyway, planning application 232113, 79 to 81. Some of these, the slightly more controversial, I guess. The proposal was to fell an ash tree. The tree officer's report has been previously circulated. The application, the tree officer recommends refusal. The application should be refused at this time, and the applicant encouraged to make contact with the East Devon tree team in the summer to review the condition of the tree when it's in full leaf. So one imagines they're saying it needs to be felled because it's diseased, but you can't tell that, and I imagine. I don't know. I haven't read this one. Councillor.
Yeah, I was just going to point out that the report actually says that the tree officer who's looked at it thinks that it's on in reasonable health and not showing signs of ash dieback, but that you can't, as you say, you can't tell that at the moment. Yeah.
Councillor Mark Rosser.
I'll give it the tree officer.
Councillor Brandisi. So, just as an example, we've got some ash trees that were, I work in forest at work, we've got some ash trees there. We sent in the winter, they were, as dead as a doormat. We wouldn't have to cut them down because it was dangerous. You then get to the spring and the summer, and half of it is perfectly okay. And especially in an area like that, it's really difficult to justify cutting down, even if it's unwanted. Okay. Oh, I've talked to myself for a couple of minutes. May have some views on this one. Move to town. Planning application 232146. Advertising. 4 to 6 Chapel Street, the old post office. Coffee number 1 Limited wish to put an illuminated fascia sign and 1 illuminated projecting sign on the front of the building. Highways have been consulted but not commented. There's no cars there, so there are people. But I would, just say the question that we're asking ourselves. I mean, you've got intelligent enough to know this, but you know, the cars aren't for sure. The question we're asking is the sign okay? Not do we want another coffee shop there? And in terms of there being a sign on there, these are buildings being used. It's one less empty building in town. I'm more than happy to allow it. It's not a hugely residential area. There's some residential just around the corner, but I imagine it'll be 10 foot at night. the signs there are and it's not caused a problem either. So I am happy to propose approval. Coffee number one is owned by Nero, and I have drunk in Nero quite a lot over my life.
No,
okay.
We've all drunk in Nero.
I have an app and everything. I do use local coffee shops as well, I must say. Anyway, does anybody else wish to comment on this? Thanks.
Have I put the caveat on that they use the Exmouth Cup?
That, I mean, if it's worth a conversation when they open. I mean, the fact that it's near,
sure,
like,
they
means
they
won't. But you can use it as a disposable cup when you take it away.
But
that's not exactly.
Yeah, that's done. Yeah, I was going to second your proposal. I also had a look at the signs. They seem fine. All I would say in terms of another coffee shop, if you like, is that I understood that there had been some social media comment from local coffee shop owners to the effect, why are we allowing them, etc.
Yeah.
But we can't do anything about that, so here we
are. I think if we could place it on record, the fact that the decision is merely about the sign and we have no say over whether or not a coffee shop can open. If we could make that quite clear. And I will. So, could you.
We can put that in the minutes. We won't put it in the comments that we submitted.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But
that's
we can
fine.
Put
yeah.
it in the minutes. Yeah. We'll just say it was noted that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if people can, if people happen to see these comments on social media, we can just you know, say that. Because a lot of the time things are our fault quite unfairly. And it would be good if we could all tell people just following the rules. Okay, we now move to Widdicombe for tree and advertising.
Chairman,
sorry.
I've just seen the name of the applicant on the next, on the Widdicombe Royalty application, and I know the applicant personally.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, do you feel in a position to vote, or were you abstaining?
I was already abstaining.
Okay. The opposition for me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so planning application 232168 tree, 6 Norton Place, a sycamore tree, remove overhanging branches on the boundary of the property by 5 metres, almost flush to the main stem. There is an elm and all the trees to remove the overhanging branches on the boundary of the property. There is another elm, all the trees. Remove overhanging branches on boundary property, and there are some more elm alder trees. And remove overhanging branches on boundary property. The tree officer has recommended a split decision. The sycamore, they have agreed to a crown lift to 5 metres above ground level, and T2 and T4. T2 to T4, so all of them have been accepted for a crown lift. The removing of overhanging branches on the boundary of the property for the elm slash alder trees, almost flush with the main stem, has been refused. So basically, their approval has been granted to crown lift all of the trees to 5 metres.
Councillor Andrew Wood.
Thank you, Chair. I feel I should go against the tree officer just to mix things up a bit, really, but as I'm not saying what I'm talking about, so yeah, I have felt that the tree officer is a critical point.
Okay, so we have, is there anything else willing to second that? Thank you very much, David, Councillor David Crawford seconded that. So we have a recommendation for approving the split decision. All those in favour. Thank you very much. That is, and all those against and abstentions. Thank you very much. Right. Just pause for a moment. Many thanks. So we're back in Brixington. This is a permission in principle application 232436. PIP, 30 Broadmead, permission in principle for the demolition of a garage and development of one dwelling, one new dwelling. County Highways have not commented as yet. South West Water advises the applicant to contact them if they're unable to comply with the requirements for surface water services. And this application, I will read this only once, pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Planning Policy EB2. New development should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design as exemplified in the Avenue's design statement of 2005.
Councillor Cherry.
Application for planning in principle, isn't it? Already. So there's no drawing to show what the building will look like, so EB2, I don't see how you can.
Can we just remind us what the planning in principle is, because it's
Yeah.
Not new to us all, isn't it?
A further application will be submitted with all the design details. This is just seeking approval for the principle of developing the site.
How can you assess it on EP2 when you've got those drawings?
It's them asking, is this a sensible place to build a house? Or
is it
a ridiculous place to build a house?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the question.
If you read the plan, so to speak.
I haven't read every word of it.
Well, if you've been it, then it doesn't help you very much, does it?
Well,
but
there are no drawings to show what the building would look like.
I read through all the things. He's even given us a case back from 2020. And what happens then, and a thorough explanation of what a pit is entitled to do.
So do you think this is...
Well, I happen to know it, because it's where I used to catch the bus when I was...
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have my doubts whether it fit in. That's the only width-wise.
Mm.
But when one of the drawings that he's done on one of the maps, it looks exactly the same size as the one that they're going to put it beside.
Mm.
And the last time I was down there, because I no longer catch the bus, I go in the shops, it's exactly across the road from the shops.
Okay.
It's the end one.
Mm.
And I thought he was just going to make like a semi, which it might do.
Mm.
But they're just testing the water, but I don't think we've got any room to say no, it can't be done.
Okay. But then
because it's only in principle.
Yeah.
They're testing the waters, and if they want to spend that much money testing the waters, I'd say no.
And we will have the say when another say when they do submit to build something in particular, yeah. That's cool. So you're happy to let it go at this stage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Terry. Councillor Mendici.
Yeah, slightly along the lines that Mike was saying, I'm a little bit confused because if I recall, we turned down the application with the police in Windsor Square because we didn't know what they had in mind to build. So when they came through, I recall, whether it was a demolition of the building.
Yeah.
And we actually sat around the table and said, well, we don't know what's going to come in this place, and therefore we refused at that stage that particular application. And so it's, in principle, this seems the same to me. I'm not disagreeing with Jerry to say what is being proposed in its place or outlined, but is that principle behind it? That's I got a bit confused about.
Yeah, and I think that was an actual application for demolition, wasn't it? Station, whereas I think this is this. I think we probably need to get a little bit of guidance as councillors from maybe the planning department on planning in principle.
Mm.
Just or because
I think the demolition of the police station, though, there were concerns about the carbon impact of the demolition, and then also that there was no indication of whether we were going to get any affordable housing or any of the other things that councillors wanted to see come forward on that site. So you were talking about a much bigger, more complex application, whereas this is about a single dwelling on the end of a terrace, effectively. So I don't think you're comparing like for like, although the principle.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah, the planning
principle
thing, I understand.
Councillor David Paul, and
then Benjamin. Thank you, Chair. This is the second one we've had of this type in about 4 weeks. I did flag up last time, we're going to get more of these. So, not surprised. I mean, what happened to the second, also Nicholas's proposal? I think your idea of actually getting more information about what the implications are for all this.
Yeah.
I think that could become more important. So they're obviously using it as a way of trying to force through applications before we actually see them.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Andrew Toy.
Yes, it's rather long-winded way of going about a planning application, because if it's just for one building, because the police station, as Lisa said, it was a major development, but it's just one building, what about the stages?
I think that Ron's had established before that the planning in principle route is quite often taken because it's less expensive. So it's not as expensive, because submitting planning applications is really expensive. You know, it's hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds sometimes. So this is a way of establishing whether it's worth drawing up the plans and getting architects and things involved. So it's just another route in, I think, that's slightly less risky financially for people. They want to test the water before they go to the expense of having full plans drawn up.
Mm. And if approved, we're approving that the principle of that development can happen. So you can't say, for example, they're seeking for a new dwelling. We wouldn't, if that's approved in principle, and the further details, I think it's called a technical design application, when that comes forward, the principle of that development has already been agreed. So all that you can comment on the future application is things like the design, how it looks. You can't object to the principle of a dwelling being there.
Can you still object to things? So, for example, we were to pass this, and then they wanted to build a four-story huge building out of proportion.
Yeah.
That would still be something we could object to.
Yes, I think so. I think we're basically the disposal description is one new dwelling.
Yeah.
So, anything outside of that, I think would be outside the principle.
Councillor Rosser, and then back to Mike.
Right, yeah, two concerns about this. One, when the site is currently used for parking for the house next to the site, so where are people going to park for that house and for this new house? There is a car park opposite on the other side of the road, which is for shoppers to use, and if I was living there, I'd park my car in that shopping car park, which is already pretty busy. So that's one concern I have. The other is the one about captured carbon, and if they're going to demolish the garage, can they at least try and make use of the foundations so that they've released less carbon?
Thank you very much, we can know that. So we do have a proposer and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? All those against? Cool. So that is one. Thank you very much. So I now move to planning application 23-23424, 3 Elizabeth Road, the installation of a CB aerial attached to the chimney, retrospective. So this is already there. Again, excellent neighbourhood planning policy EB2. Councillor Terry Nicholas.
This is the first time I've had the permission for a CB aerial that's already up there.
Mm.
Can we get it up on the thing? Because to be honest, it left me. Obviously,
got
a hand, a
ring
of hand.
I wasn't even sure this was a thing that needed permission.
Yeah,
so you can forgive the the household, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The household, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, put it in the house. Hold it out or something.
I mean,
this is it here.
I can guarantee it's the only one there on the screen.
It's I haven't got a. I don't think it's on Google Earth to see.
It's about 20 foot up.
I could bring it up, but.
And then one of the pictures that they put on is where all the wires from the aerial go across, and it looks like a telephone pole.
According to the
application,
it has been fitted to manufacturer's instructions. That is a telephone pole, isn't it?
I've gone down on the end of the road. I have actually driven past this today because I was interested to see what it would look like. So obviously this is an old Google Earth picture, but yeah, it's obviously on top of the roof here. What this?
Well, there's the Elizabeth Road goes around in. Just it's off of the Mars, and it's just a small road.
It
the
is.
There on the left hand side, there's 1, 3, and 5. Just off on the.
So it's not on. Not
things, but.
Do you know what it's for?
I don't know. I think it's.
Yeah, is it? Is it? I mean, is it? Is it?
I think it's like a hobby thing.
They used to be really popular.
Yeah, no,
I remember
seeing new radios, Baker Breaker, 1, 2, 3, etc.
Mm.
And all that.
Yeah.
It's
just a hobby thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And I just wondered if this was something for a business or if this was.
It's,
I
assume it's for a hobby.
I've never seen
it
come across in 12 years.
No.
I think you only have to. You only have to apply for planning permission if it's above a certain height, that's
right.
Why.
It's just a big pole, isn't it? I can't really see it. Yeah.
Do we make him tear it down?
Well, this is the thing. Are you happy to propose or refuse? I mean, because ultimately he's
as long as I don't get blamed for saying it's okay. And the next
one. He's
then
making final decisions, Terry. So we can do what we need to here, and that decide, I'm sure. So
you call health and safety on?
It's fitted to manufacturer's instructions, apparently. So are you happy to propose an objection at this point?
It's there now, isn't it?
Yeah. Mike, are you happy to do that as well?
Yeah.
In your words, it is just a big bowl.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any comments at all? Okay, we've proposed and seconded for no objection. All those in favour? Big poll, permission granted. We are now, we're still in Brixington. Planning application, I can't read. Planning application 23-24394, 3 Hillcrest Gardens. A single storey rear flat roof extension. No comments from South West Water have made their usual comment about surface water services, and County Highways haven't commented. We have no representations, excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. Councillor Jerry Nicholl.
I meant to say with the first one we had it, hang on. with the other lads brought me. Southwest Water have put in so many reports now, which is good. And they've done the same for this Hillcrest Gardens. I have no problems with this. It's at the back. They're not overlooking anything, and it's only a single story. And it fills a gap. Next door neighbour, on the maps, it looks like the next door neighbour's done that, or whether it was done when they had it built. Because they're all just slightly different. But it's more or less levelling it up like next door. So I haven't got any problems.
Okay, and we're all big fans of levelling up. Thank you, Kerry.
When this was first labelled as Halston, I obviously had a look at it, realised it wasn't Halston, but I did look thoroughly at the plans, and I would second Cherry's proposal. Hold no objection. It does seem, you know, fits in with, and they've done. Are they going to use materials to fit? And so I would have no problem seconding.
Okay, so proposer and a seconder for approval or no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much, that's unanimous. Okay, now we do move to Lilham, planning application 232442 Full, 1 Richmond Road. Removal of two trees and a Leylandi hedge on the boundary, replacing the matching stone wall and timber fence, and construction of a wooden bike store on a concrete base in the garden. You have no comments from consultees and no representations. This again is letter paper plan policy EZ2. Councillor Moycrosser.
I suspect I'm like my colleagues, I would object to this one. The building that you proposed is more than twice as big as it needs to be to accommodate 8 bicycles, which seems quite a lot of bicycles. The drawing actually suggests that they're motorbikes, if you look at the plan. There are already 2 sheds on the site. So I'm wondering what this building is actually intended for. If you look at the elevations, there's a door to the front of the building, and if you went through that, you would immediately be confronted with a motorbike, according to the plan. You wouldn't be able to get into the building. So, I mean, if the committee is minded to approve this application, can it be clear that the building is not to be used for commercial businesses purposes, or for accommodation for habitat to be made habitable for possibly Airbnb or whatever.
It does say that it is to store a personal collection of motorbikes.
Oh,
in
it?
The
I
application
that.
Form, yeah.
Okay.
It says it says to accommodate personal collection of motorbikes and garden furniture and tools.
Mm.
It's a small private collection of motorbikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what it's for. But if we could just write it in
the normal
yeah.
caveats.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Caveats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that, I think it's hard to refuse. Personally, I know some of my colleagues like the fact that it's going to tidy up the landscape there. I don't, because tidying up means probably a lot of biodiversity. But we haven't got grounds to refuse, so okay. I propose no objection.
Okay.
Subject to the caveats.
Councillor David Paul, then.
And would happy to second that, although I would ask that the tree officer confirm the status of the elms. I know the applicant said the elms are dying, but the applicant said that. So I would have the tree officer.
Yeah.
They're pretty dead, I think.
Yeah, I looked on Google Earth and one of the trees was in leaf in October 2020. 2, I think it was. So I was quite surprised when it said that it was dead, because a year ago it wasn't.
Is that a tree trees in question?
Yeah, well, it says they're going to move two,
trees,
is it two land elders, land. I think it is, or two elms
trees.
Or something.
Yeah,
yeah, two
okay.
Trees.
Councillor Wayne DC.
Yeah, nothing more to add, Chairman. Thank you. I agree with my colleagues.
Okay, so David, please. We have a proposer and a seconder for. Oh, did you want to speak, Andrew?
Yeah, well, involved in felling trees, I think they should be replaced somewhere on the site.
Yeah, they're going to come. Oh, it looks like fruit trees, by the way.
Okay, cool.
So that's some game in terms of pollinating.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. So we have a proposer and a seconder for no objection, subject to those caveats. All those in favour? Thank you very much, everybody. We now have a planning application 232446 full, 10A Portland Avenue. Excuse me, a proposed ground floor rear extension. County Highways haven't commented, South West Water have also said to contact them if you're unable to comply with surface water requirements. And Conservation have not yet commented, but they have been consulted. So this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, but also EB1, which says that we should seek to conserve heritage assets, including traditional shop frontages and historic street furniture, and be in compliance with the revised Exmouth Register of Historic and Architectural Features once that is established. So Councillor Graham DC.
Thank you, Chair. I basically have no objection to this. It is a glorified conservatory. Perhaps it's not doing it justice, but it is a room out of the back of the house. It goes onto the lawn area. It's not overlooking anybody else, and can't really be seen except from the immediate next door upstairs. But I have no problems with this one. Thank you, Councillor. Chairman.
Thank you very much. And then the council thing, so that's all good. Councillor David Paul.
I have no objection, but again, I think it should be subject to conservation officer reporting.
Yeah, absolutely. Councillor Mike Ross.
Yeah, no objection. Yeah, straight in the back.
Cool. Any further comments at all? So, proposer and a seconder for an objection. All those in favour?
Excuse me.
Thank you very much. That's unanimous. Sure. Yeah, bless you.
Thank you.
Where are we? Just up the road now. Planning application 232255 full, 20A Portland Avenue. The proposal to reposition the existing gate pillar 93 centimetres to the right using the original bricks. Conservation officer has no objection. Again, it's EB1 about historical features, and EB2, which is surrounding, needs to fit with surrounding building styles, and it does say it's using the original bricks, I guess. So, Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I have no objection.
Councillor Mike Rosser.
No objection.
Councillor Randy.
Yeah, no objection, thank you.
Does anybody else have anything they wish to say? Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? That is unanimous, thank you very much. Oh, here we go.
Can I make a comment? It's probably a bit irrelevant, but I mean, it just seems strange you've got to apply for permission to move a gatepost half a metre or whatever when you look at some of the things that go on, some of the developments that go on.
It is, isn't it? And that's some expense they've gone to apply for planning permission, and you kind of you have to fork out for being sort of, you know, honest and doing what you should.
Yeah.
Great.
I think, could that be because it's in the Avenue's conservation area?
Probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have planning application. I'm not sure I've seen one of these before. 232426 LCPL, a certificate of lawfulness for listed building, Gaveney House, 5 Silverton Road. And the applicant is an appointed tribunal manager. The proposal is for repairs and reinstatement of seriously decayed timber roof structure to the existing portico. There, again, this is EB1 and it is a listed building, and EB2, that's surrounding building styles. Can we just check, is this, can we just explain what this is? I mean, I don't think it's much, you know, it's nothing complicated or controversial here, but.
Yeah, it's basically seeking permission for the lawfulness of the development. I don't know if Lisa can explain it a bit better, but
sorry, I put you on the spot. It's
so I'm guessing it's like, you know, I could apply for a certificate of lawfulness to do works under permitted development. Like if I want to convert my loft, I can get a certificate of lawfulness to establish that the conversion works are lawful under permitted development. Brilliant. But in this case, it applies to a listed building. Mm. So it's establishing that what they want to do is lawful.
Isn't it quite often that they have these time limits and they're looking for comment on what's been done before, that kind of thing?
Quite often with certificates of lawfulness, it's more to do with, doesn't necessarily affect the external fabric of the building to the same extent. So, I mean, this is to do with decayed timber roof structures. So, it's quite often lesser works that aren't going to be so impactful in terms of visual impact.
And effectively saving a bit of the building, isn't it? Okay, cool. Councillor, who would like to take this one on first? Councillor Grandisi?
Yeah, no problems with this. They've given reassurances that it would be restored and the look would be the same as originally intended. So it's falling down, this porch. So if we don't approve, it's going to fall down anyway. So, in favour of approving this. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Brilliant. Councillor David Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I have no objection to this either.
Councillor Magrosa.
Oh, I think it's crazy they've got to ask for permission to use that roof, really. What's the alternative?
Absolutely. So, proposal and second of all, no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. And I'm not going to really talk to myself. Okay, so planning application 232407 full, Fair Park, the applicant is East End District Council, and it's all floodlighting to the existing skate park. The highways have not commented, in the middle of the park. Environmental Health said on the 22nd of November the lighting shall not be capable of reflecting light laterally, upwards or angled in such a way that light pollution is caused to nearby sensitive receptors. Excellent neighbourhood plan policy, CF3. I'm not sure about this one. Opportunities to further develop sport and leisure facilities to meet demand will be supported in appropriate locations. My own view, bearing in mind my declarations of interest, is that it seems obviously East Devon will listen to the environmental health comments. The lighting looks adequate for the job, but no more. I have no problem with it. I mean, this park's been waiting for it for ages. We're contributing towards it, so and I think I don't think it'd be great for me, because people will stop asking me when it's going to be built. But it would also be great for the skaters, obviously. Does anybody else wish to comment? Ten.
Yes. Thanks, Joe. Just to say that, I mean, we've no evidence here, but where floodlights, proposed floodlights, have been near residential properties, there's quite often been quite a big outcry. Now, I mean, obviously, in the middle of Fir Park as it is, but I don't know whether there's any effect from those lights, say, on the school buildings further over. But I don't think we've had any negative comment about it, have we? So I'm quite prepared to support you with the seconding of that.
And I think in terms of light pollution in the school, the times that it's going to be used, the school won't be. And actually, if the school is well lit accidentally from somewhere else, that can't do the school any harm. Less dark corners. Okay, so proposing a second for no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. That's unanimous. Planning application 23-2310 full for Shelley Reach. Excuse me. The construction of a single storey extension on the south elevation. Environment Agency has not commented, but has been consulted. South West Water have said if they can't comply with surface water to contact them, and the Conservation Officer has no objection. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB1 and EB2. It described itself as an extension because you basically got a corner around, it's a quite a strange shaped building. You've got a corner part at the front, and they just want to put a triangular bit onto that corner bit. It's fairly small. Conservation Officer has no problems, so you know, I have no problems with it either. There's been no representations or anything. So yeah, that's what I think. Anybody else like to comment? Councillor David Paul.
Paul second.
Thank you, David. Thank you for the extensive research you've done into this property as well. So proposing second before no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Andrew. Couple of items for information. We have some appeal notifications for 6 Ash Grove, the retention of a porch to the front of a dwelling, and the erection of a 2-storey, 3-bedroom detached dwelling on land adjoining 12 The Cots. So we'll wait to see what goes on there. An appeal for 5 Fairfield Road to build a first floor extension, etc., has been withdrawn. I have not yet heard anything about Churchill. I will hear when I hear. But as at this point, that hasn't been announced. And I think we got them all right, didn't we? There were no disagreements between our decisions and his statements for the art slot. There's a lot of applications on Portland Avenue at the moment, isn't there? Okay, so thank you very much, everybody. Councillor Ross.
Sorry about this, I'm still thinking about the floodlighting. There's no ecology assessment, is there? I mean, maybe...
Have they not been consulted?
Well, I didn't see a report there. But
I mean...
Maybe we should, you know, there needs to be some assessment of the impact on...
And we can put it in the notes, and I'll ask David Cook, is the man who is the project manager.
Following up Mike's point, wanted to say that I'm intending to, when I get time, to try and have a chat with the district ecologist, because I'm following my visit to the last EDDC planning. It seems to me that the ecologist has such a limited role in planning, and I wanted to explore how that might be widened, put it that way. But we'll see.
I think that's really important. We'll maybe have a chat with some portfolio reporters and things about that as well.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. And we can note that in the application, just say, is, you know, will there be an ecology report? And I'll chase that as well. I'm interested.
Sort of
well. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
It's their own land and they wouldn't, you know, they want to do it properly and they want to look after their own land. But I will check. And we're done, right?
Cheers, everyone.